general, it's an application process, interview process, background investigation process, and then a selection. That's the general. We have our, part of our police union does the interviews. The Board of Works and Public Safety, along with myself, Assistant Chief does the interviews. It's a multi-phased process to hire someone. You know, once we does do a selection, then they also have to meet some other certain obligations. That there's a, we have a state-funded pension fund, as police officers and firefighters pension fund, that they have to go through that process as well and be approved out of that before we can officially hire. And I would come back and recommend to the Board of Public Works and Safety to hire this person once all those conditions have been met for that person. So it's a multifaceted process, very lengthy. Could take, you know, traditionally those processes take from start to finish. To start to hire, from beginning to hire, is probably 4 to 5 months, six, once we begin the process is completed. And then when they get back, we kind of finish that up. You know, a new police officer from start to beginning to get hired takes about 6 months. Then you've got a training period. And then the academy, if they do need so, and that's often with us. I mean, it's the entire first year for somebody, yeah, year and a half before that officer is really comfortable, and we're comfortable to let them out there on their own taking police calls, because they've been trained by us locally here and our rules and procedures that they need to follow here. And they're trained at the state level through the academy from what the academy requires by state law. There's a certain amount of hours and training requirements that are required. The Indiana requires that they go through. That's at the academy. And then, you know, on every year after that, conditional training, you know, with required mandated training we have. So there's a lot that goes into it, friend. It's not just put an app in and we'll let you know next week. It's put your app in, and that's the very, very beginning stage of a very, very long process to get certified, trained, ready to go. It's upwards to a year and a half before we really have someone comfortable, ready to go, out there taking calls on their own. It's not something as simple as show up, raise your right hand, swear in, and we give you a badge and a gun, you get to it. Not like that at all. Completely not like that at all. That old school back in the day, yeah, it probably was. Not in today's society. There's a lot more situations we police officers have to deal with. Our training is continuous and expanding and ever-changing. Our responsibilities seem to have been ever-changing, especially in the last 10 to 15 years I've been on the job. More and more has been added to our responsibility factor of a city officer or any law enforcement officer, that'd be a deputy, a trooper. We handle a lot more calls than we have traditionally in the past. There's a lot more public needs out there that the public themselves feel that the police need to handle than have been in the past. We're experiencing that level, especially the last 10 years since I've been commander of the department. Along with Dennis Archer, we're seeing that trend of a lot more wants and needs from public that we have to handle. We've got to train guys for that. We can't just expect them to know that. We have to think that through from a command and a training level, as here's how we're going to handle these new types of police calls we're handling and new types of emergencies. You know, and that's not even assisting other police agencies or fire departments or EMS. It's a police officer nowadays has to be a fully ranged individual and dealing with a wide variety of situations and working with other agencies. So it's a difficult job nowadays and a lot more demanding job than has been in the past. Our responsibilities just seem ever increasing, and we're prepared to deal with it. But I've got a lot of young guys out there, got some good supervisors that can handle street-level operations and directing those officers day in, day out to what we've all decided needs to happen appropriately with each call situation. So I'm very happy with our guys. We've got a young force, and I'm proud of them and what they've done. It's been a difficult job, a lot of responsibility, a lot of training day in, day out, but they do a great job. You know, we work with some, I worked with some great guys over the years and still do, that do fantastic police work, not with my department, but with the sheriff's office and state troopers, and even some town marshals here. You know, we all work together. Sometimes when we have major things that we need to come together, it takes everybody. You know, there's times where we've called in both of our departments on major stuff, major incidents. So that is a great thing to have with our community, you know, that we have, that we can pool resources together, because it takes that nowadays. It's not just not, we're solo out here, city police. You know, I think that you've got to have that working relationship. Just like with, you know, even with fire, with Chief Bennett's guys, firefighters, they'll help us, we'll help them. You've got to have that nowadays, Frank. You know, it's just one of those times that you have to use every resource that you've got.